The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
People think we got the best cards, but we got to use them. And that requires Congress breaking out of this mentality that says if I propose it, they're opposed to it. I'm talking obviously about the Republicans.
The president lamenting while so much is burning around him. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the big news is a Benghazi suspect has been captured over what happened, as we know, too long ago. It's been over almost 2 years. And the reaction to this is far and wide. The sad part of it is you actually had the Times and several other media members who had done stories with the guy who's captured and now supposedly the mastermind of what happened in Benghazi. A key figure is what they're calling Ahmed Abu Qatala in the attacks on that U.S. facility, of course, in Benghazi, which killed the ambassador, Chris Stevens, and three other Americans. So American military and law enforcement operating in Libya picked him up just right there on the street. He was indicted in secret for his role on the attacks, as supposedly on a boat, making its way eventually here to the United States. They're calling it a secure location. Nobody was harmed in his apprehension. Nothing happened there, and no shots were fired. But what a joke that 2 years before that, only a month after what happened in Benghazi, there were interviews that were done by him. So then you wonder, well, what did the intel show? Why did this take so long to bring him to justice? The president says it was important for us to send a message to the world that when Americans are attacked, no matter how long it takes, we're going to find the people who are responsible and we're going to go after them. We're going to get justice here. Qatala is being questioned by a special team of U.S. interrogators for any potential leads for the next maybe couple of days. He's not going to Guantanamo because there was a push to have him in Guantanamo. That's not happening. Pentagon Press Secretary Rear Admiral Jack Kirby said today that the Libyan government was notified of the operation but declined to say exactly when. A spokesperson for the State Department said it was a unilateral U.S. operation. So they've been working on this for a while now, but the fact still remains is how did some reporters do an in-person interview with Qatala and suspects, but the government couldn't do the same thing? Qatala told CBS News he was there for the night of the attack, but denied he had anything to do with it. He also declared the Libyan government, or he also dared the Libyan government, to arrest him if they thought otherwise. One of the things the Rear Admiral said in how long it took to nab him is, he said, terrorists go to great lengths to avoid capture, and it can be complicated. You don't want to launch a complicated mission without all the proper information and resources in place. Greg Daugherty, you might know that name, is the brother of the former Naval SEAL and CIA contractor. You don't hear his name too much, but he was one of the three. Glenn Daugherty, who was killed in the Benghazi attack, he was on one of the networks, and he said he's grateful that he was caught. He understands why it took so long, especially since his late brother once conducted similar operations. That you don't want to get people killed trying to go after this guy. So the good news there is he's appreciative of the fact they caught him, and he's not saying, well, wait a second, what about all these reporters? What about all those reporters? And then the Attorney General, Eric Holder, said in a statement that he released is that we did a thorough, unrelenting investigation across continents to find the perpetrators and pledged to identify them and arrest any co-conspirators. And that we owe it to the victims of Benghazi and their loved ones and nothing less. And it was this American Army Delta Force team that just snatched another terror suspect off the streets of Tripoli. And he is being held aboard a Navy ship where he was interrogated by the high-value detainee interrogation group before being transferred to New York for trial. And he, of course, has pled not guilty. So then, still tagged with Benghazi for the upcoming election, if, in fact, Hillary Clinton is the Democratic nominee, will be... Could Hillary Clinton have done more as far as Benghazi is concerned? Could she have done more? And Clinton, who did an hour-long interview on CNN, says the Benghazi scrutiny was more of a reason to run, to say, forget this, when she was Secretary of State. Which I don't understand, because that's really... doesn't sound like it helps her cause any by saying that. And she said it took a toll. It took a personal toll on her, what happened there. In an interview she also did with ABC. She said two years after the terror attacks on Benghazi, the deaths of Stevens and Sean Smith and Glenn Doherty and Tyrone Woods weighs heavy on her. She says she personally sent Stevens to Libya, and she was said she was haunted by thinking of the last minutes of his life along with Smith. Because remember, they were hiding in a room, and they were suffocating to death as they set the house on fire. And two former Navy SEALs died as well in the annex, in the CIA annex. That was hit by mortar bombs. So they were horrible, horrible deaths. And this is coincides, because she's got to answer these questions, with her book that's out called Hard Choices that came out just last week. And people are still talking about it. Benghazi is one of the things that she addresses in it. And it's a stroke of brilliance for people who are trying to help her campaign, because she gets that out of the way. Just address it in the book, address it when you're signing books and talk to people and then move on to all the other things and get it out there. And I think that was the idea of her putting out the book. Coming up on the flip side, we'll talk about Iraq and the chaos that's there and what the options are for the United States, what, ultimately will be the course of action that's chosen? And is it the right course of action? As a quick aside, Georgia killer Marcus Wellens was put to death Tuesday night. Do you realize this is the first execution since a botched lethal injection in Oklahoma about 2 months ago? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Sunni, the Shia, the Kurds, the rest, they have to come to a political solution, or else this is an endless conflict.
Nancy Pelosi talking about Iraq. They have to come to some sort of agreement. Well, no kidding, Nance. It's been, been 1,000 years plus? I don't think that's happening. Now we have to decide what is it that we want to see happen as Americans as far as Iraq is concerned. Can we stomach the potential more boots on the ground? Not just the 275 or the 150 and add them together, but throwing in more. If it just becomes complete and utter chaos, what is it that we have to do? Because you think about it, we're invested for over a decade in what's going on there, the lives of the people, training them, setting them up for a democracy. And when it all breaks down, do we need to be there? Because it's on the edge. It's definitely on the edge. So is it drones and we bomb, and that's the way? I don't see how we have any other choice but that. But if I were the president, would I put more troops in there? The answer is no. But it's a tough spot to be in. You've got warships in Iraq, outside of Iraq. You've got some Marines, extra Marines that are there because of the embassy, and you have a giant chaotic mess. And to say, well, the Kurds and the Shias and the Sunnis got to work it out. They haven't worked it out in 1,500 years. They're not working it out. It's not happening. And there is massive, nasty feelings between the three groups. The Iraqi army had to hold off the Sunni insurgents. That's just one thing that happened during the day. In the neighborhoods in Baghdad, they're increasing the security. But what does that mean? That means there's no guarantees. You had police officers killing Sunni militants, taken prisoner, and you had others attacking areas near the city that stopped attacking during the middle of the night, and you're dealing with three or four different factions. There's massive pressure here. Imagine we invest, we have more people going in, and they're killed. Well, whose fault is that? The people are fleeing. The military, some of the military is fleeing. It's a bad situation, to say the least. So now you have this, the Libyan situation, the Benghazi terror suspect. We're pulling out of Afghanistan. And in between, you've got, oh yeah, this mess of Iraq. With more troops guarding the U.S. Embassy, our $75 million prize there. It is a crazy, crazy, mad, mad world. I would not do it. I know some of you feel the same way. I got two emails today specifically. I got a bunch of emails, lots of emails on Iraq, but two that kind of said the same deal. One was from Hal, who said, you cannot crack the religious code of the Middle East. There is so much hatred in the hearts of so many of the people based on what their religious beliefs are. I don't see how it's possible to think that diplomatically, when we really didn't do it the first time around, that we were going to solve it this second time around. And the president is talking to Congress on Wednesday, and they're thinking, the Congress people that he's talking to are thinking they're going to get a strategy. I'm not betting there's a strategy here. And what's the strategy? More troops? What, a reinvasion? Or the drones? It's really about that. It's really about those two choices. And which way is the wind blowing? Very sad for those people. And then think of the people who helped Americans and put themselves in harm's way, and now what they're seeing going on. I think it's just too much in too short of a time period, too. So these executions where people are being beheaded, putting their heads on stakes and barbaric things, is very, very scary. Very, very scary. Because where does that, well, ultimately, what does that lead to? Where, what red line do we have now? We've seen that line move all over the place. Where does the buck stop? Where does it stop? And this is one of these cases where the president really should go in with a strategy. Because he has to be presidential. He has to be the commander-in-chief. He has to act and not delegate. In this case, it's not about delegating. Here's the problem. Here's what we're doing. Boom. And that's it. Don't like it? Take it up with somebody else. He's deep into his second term. All right, and finally, we leave this segment with this. What in the world is going on with emails and our government agencies? They can certainly find our emails when they need to, right? Well, sometimes anyway. Lois Lerner's office apparently says, we do not have these emails. We cannot help you out with the emails that you're looking for connected to. What happened with these Tea Party Patriot groups or other groups in trying to trace the emails back? So the IRS knew for months about lost learner emails, and now they're saying it? I mean, the snafu, that is mind-boggling. Give me a break. their loss? I don't think so. I think they got to come up with stop tap dancing, and they got to go through the cloud. They have to go through the hard drive, whatever it takes. But you know that this is just bogus. I mean, the IRS tried to cover it up. That they lost these key documents in the investigation. If there's nothing to hide, just give them the documents. But there must be something to hide. The IRS did recover 24,000 emails from 2009 to 2011, but it was because she had copied in other IRS employees. She had it copied. So they pieced together the emails from the computers of 83 other IRS employees. But Republicans are very doubtful about the claim that the rest disappeared. And what does that say to us when the IRS can't produce records? And then you have six other IRS employees involved in targeting conservative groups. What are they going to say? What's their statement? Whoops, I lost my emails too. I don't recall. Fifth Amendment. I want the Fifth Amendment. I mean, it's real game playing. It really is. It's real spy versus spy, and it's easy for them to uncover if they have access to the computers, unless they just completely scrub them, which is not impossible. But I'm not buying that they're all just gone. That doesn't make any sense. Knowing that this was the bone of contention, knowing that it probably was going to happen, it was going to have to get turned over. And the IRS is saying we've had to produce 67,000 emails to and from Lerner to date. And they're trying to find the missing emails through other sources. So that sets off a conspiracy. If they wanted to fend off the conspiracy, they would just get them. They would use that technology, figure it out, and pull it all in. And not have to worry about it. And then just confront her. Here's what we have. Boom. This is it. We don't have to wait to spend more and more money and go round and round and round again and again and again over these, emails. Just cough them up. If we've looked at every single one, all the others, then give us the ones that we really need. Give that committee the ones that they really, really need. All right, stay with us, and I'll meet you on the flip side here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Tonight, we talk about this all the time, and a lot of you send me emails or call, and you'll throw this out about CNN or someone else that you think has some other media that you think has incredible liberal bias. And I just found something out. I was digging through polls, and almost every year, at least from 2001 through 2013, Gallup polls Americans, adults anyway, on this question. Now, thinking about for a moment the news media in general, do you think the news media is too liberal, just about right, or too conservative? Every year, the number of Americans saying the media is too liberal has outnumbered those seeing a pro-conservative bias, which, I don't know, may surprise some people or not at all. Probably not most of you that have called in, even a lot of you that are Democrats. They say by a 3-to-1 margin, and Gallup has also found that while a large majority of Democrats say they had trust and confidence in the media, a similarly large percentage of Republicans express pretty much no trust or little trust in the media. And there's more statistics that I can tell you that would just blow you away. But just one quick one, because we've got a great guest in our virtual green room. In September 2013, three times as many Americans, like I said that the media are too liberal. 46% more than said the media are too conservative, which was at 13%. So, in that green room, he's been on the show many times, Justin Danhof, General Counsel and Director of the National Center for Public Policy Research's Free Enterprise Project. He joins us because wait till you hear what he did. He was on the move again. He was at the Time Warner shareholder meeting. And guess what happened? He decided he would question the chairman and CEO about CNN and the liberal bias. So, Justin, thanks for coming on. And what was the response when you threw out the question?
Thanks for having me, Kate. It's always a pleasure. And I'll start with one more statistic for you since we're doing polls and putting out numbers. In the run-up to the 2012 election, Americans who said they trusted the media strongly was actually less than the number that said they trusted Congress. So let's put that in perspective. You know,
wow.
The media, the mainstream media, was trusted less than Congress. 6% to 9%, none of them batting nail very well to start with. But I digress. Back to CNN, Time Warner, the shareholder meeting. What I presented to Jeffrey Buchs, the CEO of Time Warner, is what I presented to a lot of media companies. And that's also simple polling, and it also comes from Gallup, where we've got 40% of Americans annually saying that they're conservative, self-identifying as conservative, 40% self-identifying as independent, and only 20% identifying as liberal. And then I presented the clear facts that any thinking person can see, that CNN only really skews to their audience of that 20%, right? They have liberal hosts that are, you know, directed by liberal producers 24/7, essentially, with maybe the exception of once in a while of a host like Jake Tapper, who can come in and actually question both sides. But by and large, they run left-wing programming nearly 24/7 at CNN. This was backed up 2 weeks ago when they hired a brand new political director, a guy by the name of David Chalian. So it just happened to be the week before I'm at the shareholder meeting, they appoint their new political director. Well, you may scratch your head and go, David Chalian, that name sounds familiar. Well, it should, because during the 2012 Republican National Convention, he was the guy who was the head Yahoo political reporter who was caught on a hot mic saying that the GOP was happy to have a party while black people were drowning, because that's when Hurricane Isaac was coming up the coast. And he was immediately fired from Yahoo for those comments once they became public. But CNN swooped him up, and now he's been elevated to direct all of the political reporting from CNN. So how unbiased could this guy possibly be? That and amongst many other examples I presented Jeffrey Buchs, the CEO of Time Warner, with, and I said, look, let's do two things here today, Mr. Buchs. Let's first admit that CNN has a pro-liberal bias, right? I don't think there's any, you know, there's any sense in continuing to deny it when it's so clear to the American people and the public. And second, let's start working towards a solution. Well, unfortunately, we never got past step one because Buchs sat there straight-faced and denied that there's any bias whatsoever at CNN, claimed that they play it straight down the middle, that they work to get stories accurate, clear, and completely unbiased. And, I mean, he said this with a straight face, Kate. I'm not kidding.
So you're explaining that. You said he was sat there straight-faced and denied, and pick it up from there. What happened after that?
Yeah, so I reiterated my point because he backed up and he said, you know, what do you want me to do here today? And I said, I want you to fix the problem. I want you to fix the problem because when you're only catering to 20% of the American public, you're automatically stubbing your toe. When you turn off 80% of your audience, you turn off 80% of your potential revenue and profit. And that's actually when not all, but a large majority of the shareholders in the room actually stood and applauded. Because, you know, they realize the fact that the network's bias is actually hurting the bottom line because the May ratings have since come out, and guess where CNN fell? They fell all the way below MSNBC, which has been the bottom dweller of the big three cable news networks for quite some time. And what was very interesting, too, is before the question and answer session, CEO Buchs gave a presentation regarding the company as a whole. And, of course, Time Warner is very large. They, you know, they make a lot of movies, make a lot of TV shows, but they also own TNT and TBS and the CW on cable. And so he gave a presentation about how well the cable companies or the cable networks were doing in different demographics. they talked about TNT, the CW, and TBS, and gave great raving reviews. And when he himself got to CNN, he said, well, basically, we're trying to do better. And, you know, we've got to figure out a way to get the audience to tune in when there's not breaking news. And so they recognize that there's a problem with CNN, but they refuse to recognize that that problem is that they're only catering to a very small percentage of the American public. And until they realize that's their problem, they're not going to be able to fix it, and their ratings aren't going to change.
Yeah, so what do you chalk this up to? The politics of the whole thing? Or, you know, because the needle, as you said, I gave some statistics, and your statistic was pretty shocking. And, you know, this is what we keep hearing. So it's not just fear-mongering. It's not nonsense throwing it out. There's hardcore polls that show this, and they're not all Fox polls. If somebody wants to shoot back and say, well, that's a Fox poll, you know, because there's always that, oh, well, Fox slants the other way. So I think there is something to this, and certainly you've seen it, and that's why you asked the question.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to it, and, you know, you mentioned Pew earlier. Pew also recently came out with their, you know, trust in the media poll, which obviously broke down the demographics, which you spoke to, but it also listed Fox News as the most trusted news source, and CNN was way down the list. And so I think that slowly you're going to start seeing change, because only so long can the movie side. So, for example, the big media companies that have the big bias, right? We've got MSNBC, they're controlled by Comcast. We've got CNN, they're controlled by Time Warner. Only so long does the, you know, actual cable operations of Comcast want to fill in for the losses of MSNBC because they bleed money over there. Only so long does the movie-making branch of Time Warner want to fill in for the losses that are created at CNN. So I think that's what you're going to start seeing, one of two things. You're going to see divisions in companies, right, where CNN is just splintered off and sold away, because it's been a losing branch for a while of a big, larger company. You're going to see MSNBC splintered off and sold away because it's been a losing branch of a larger company, because the success of the other parts of the company have been able to hide it. So I think that's one possibility. And the other possibility is replacing the heads of a certain division with somebody who has a little bit of objectivity, because, listen, if I'm in the news business right now, I mean, there's no other way to say it. I'm going to Fox and trying to steal their number two, number three, and number four guy and bring them over to my news network. Yep. And try and replicate that and make money for my shareholders, because they've obviously got a model that is winning and successful, and their model's been losing for some time. And I think that the shareholders' reaction at the meeting that I just had this year, I've also been to Disney's meeting, which runs ABC, and CBS's meeting, and gotten a lot similar reaction from shareholders. I think that the timing is right, and, you know, is change going to happen tomorrow night? Of course not, but, you know, we're going to keep battling at the National Center, and hopefully we can cause some change sooner rather than later, because the American public wants it and the shareholders want it. And I think that's more important than just us wanting it and us bringing it to everyone's attention.
Yeah, and at this shareholder meeting, the audience applauded, right?
Oh, yeah, this was one of the best receptions I've ever received at a shareholder meeting, after the meeting even. You know, they applauded during the question. There was over a dozen questions. I was the only one that the audience stood up and clapped for. And then after the meeting, I had droves of people coming and thanking me, getting information about our organization, and I told them all, hey, you can support us, you can thank me, but you guys need to let the CEO know personally how you feel as well. I thank you for applauding, but, you know, write, email, call, do whatever. Get the word out that, you know, a lot of us feel the same way, and we're sick and tired of a quote-unquote news network advocating for one political party and one political ideology.
Yeah. All right. Well done, Justin Danhof. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
We're making a final couple turns here for this Hour of America tonight. Many of you sending your thoughts about a plethora of different things, including those double tornadoes. Also, Hillary Clinton's comments really got to a lot of people. And the situation in Iraq. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Richard, listening to us in the great state of Texas. He says, Kate, boy, every time I see some of that video on those giant tornadoes in Nebraska, my heart just skips a beat for those poor people who had no idea it was coming. You know, twisters are still very hard to predict, even if you have warnings and there's watches and all of that. A lot of times it never happens. And then when you least expect it, it slams you right between the eyes. The sad thing is, as you mentioned on the show, the loss of life. Forget about the houses and the businesses and all of that. That certainly can be put back together again. It's the people who die and the people who are seriously injured that you're really concerned about. So my heart goes out to all those people as I have been in that situation, although my house and my family was okay. My neighborhood was ripped to shreds at one point when I lived in Oklahoma a few years ago. All right, interesting. So, we've talked about it. We've talked about tornadoes and how horrible it is and what happens. And it comes down to this, is that this next email says, Keith, listening to us in Texas as well, says, Kate, after seeing the last couple of years' worth of tornado damage, I decided that I was going to get a place to keep my family safe. In other words, we've got an underground sort of bunker. It's not really quite a bunker. I don't know how to describe it, but very common. A lot of people in tornado alleys have them. I don't know how many Texans have them, but we certainly have seen our share of tornadoes. So rather than say, gee, get in the bathtub, put the mattress over your head, go under the door jamb, or some of the other things that have been said to me before, I thought it was smart to invest in something that wasn't going to cost me an arm and a leg anyway, but could save my family from losing that arm and leg. So sorry about the people in those towns in Nebraska. I keep seeing the video and some of the pictures over and over and over again, and those clouds were nasty. Those funnel clouds were brutal. Yep, so once again, the idea of what do you do when a tornado hits, it's that emergency preparedness thing. Where do you go? What do you do? All of a sudden it's, you know, right hovering, coming towards you. And the answer to that is you get out of the path. But easy to say that, not necessarily as easy, because sometimes they move really fast. They get wider. And in the case of the double tornadoes, they were both so big that people were caught in the middle of that. I mean, 50 houses going up, things flying around like knives, because that's what happens. When the houses get blown apart, then other things become dangerous because they become like weapons when they're flying around. So to be sure, it was a terrible scene, but it's one we've seen before with these funnel clouds, and more people are getting shelters and figuring out ways that they can, you know, a place that they can go the second they see something happen. The storm shelter idea, whatever it is. People who have farms and barns, a lot of times they have an underground area that they'll go to, but not always. So there's different kinds of things that you can have built. All right, this one from Al, who says, Kate, boy, the stuff with Hillary Clinton, I'd love to see a female president, but it sure isn't Hillary Clinton. I'm not even really a hardcore Republican. I just don't think we need another Clinton or Bush or any of those people in the White House right now. She's not the right person for the right time. I don't know, maybe 2008 it would have been different. If I had to pick between Obama and Clinton, I would have picked Clinton, but there was never a chance of that once he got the momentum. And I think she is the wrong person for the Democrats, by the way, to put up. They should go with somebody different. I do not think she will win. I think there's going to be people who say they'll vote for her, and they won't vote for her, but we'll see. Well, I think she's definitely going for it. There's no question. It's just a question of who's on the undercard, question of what Democrats are pumping her out where, who the Republicans are putting up. I mean, I guess there's a myriad of questions surrounding that. And how would you feel, even if you dislike Hillary Clinton, how would you feel if she became president? It's funny because when Obama became president, not too long into his first term, there were a lot of Republicans, or even RINOs, Republican in name only, but more conservative bent, who started to say that if they had a choice, they would have preferred that it was Hillary. If they had a choice for who could have been the president, they would have preferred that she were the nominee, and if she won, okay, we'll take our chances in that direction versus in the Obama direction. I don't know. If she were to win, too, that would mean two terms for Barack Obama, so that's 8 years of a Democrat. Then that wouldn't be another four for a Democratic president. The Republicans definitely have their work cut out for them. I guess as do the Democrats. 2016, at first blush, I didn't think it was going to be really interesting. Now I think it's going to be much more interesting, certainly, than the last time around, and maybe more than when it was wide open in 2008. This one from Chuck, listening to us in Florida. He says, Katie Kate, a lot of people in my neighborhood listening to you. I'm telling them about America Tonight. When you're talking about the ISIS thing, boy, I think those critters are the worst kind. Everything that I've read about them, and this is from not a filtered media source, I think that anybody in Baghdad ought to be quaking in their boots. And the reason why is because they have so much money that they're getting more and more guns. They're acquiring a pretty decent-sized army, if you will. And that's why all the people are just fleeing, because they know that they don't have the United States manpower anymore. They don't have a military that's going to stick by them as they run out of town themselves. And you've got open warfare on the streets. Not that they haven't seen this before, but it's back and badder and bigger than ever. Yeah, they're talking about, you know, they're talking about how they're moving as close to Baghdad as they can get it. They're about 40 miles north of Baghdad now, and it is like the Wild West. People are just pulling out guns and blowing each other away. And when I say people, I'm talking about these ISIS guys really have the upper hand, especially with the military, the Iraqi military, just saying, oh, forget about it. You know, we're done, and I'm just running. So families are leaving. Most of them already tried to push away, but more families are leaving, and it's heavy, heavy clashes with Iraqi security forces, ISIS militants, and the beheadings, the things that are happening between the Iraqi military trying to hold down the fort, if you will, these various towns, and ISIS. I mean, there's no boundaries here. No boundaries. Even they showed on Iraqi TV, someone told me that they had 52 prisoners that were killed after the ISIS guys threw hand grenades into the prison. They just threw them in the prison. Let's get rid of these people. Boom. And so there's some crazy violence, crazy, crazy violence happening, but you know, this area has been rocky now for some time, and now it's just really escalated. All right, one more in that direction. And this one is from Bob in Illinois, who says, man, we do not need boots on the ground in Iraq. It's the Marines going there to try to defend the big $75 million place embassy that we put up. How ridiculous is that? So why do we spend all that money if it's not secure in the first place? I think there's a little bit of a precedent being sent here by pushing over the Marines, and this response is unacceptable to me. If we have more human loss in Iraq, I think it'd be a crying shame. Yeah, I think it'd be more than a crying shame, that's for sure. Anything you want to share, you can do it. Send it to us, americatonight.net.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.